Got another question from the crowd. Go ahead. You're on the air. These guys can hear you. What do you got there?
Okay. It's a red oak that we planted about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I haven't wanted to see that.
And we were told by a licensed arborist that the tree is dying, which it seems to be dying, but is there any way to save it?
Did you pay him to pay him for that?
Well, he had done some trimming in the
Okay.
So
he's a pretty bright fella.
Why did he, was it just all pale like this, the whole tree, or did he...
It's turning brown. The leaves are turning brown, you know. And we've cut the
limbs. Talk right into that.
You know. The limbs at the bottom, we had to cut off. All the leaves died.
Uh-huh.
It's gags.
I don't think it's dying. I think if you put your hose at the base of it. Where do you live?
Live Oak.
Live Oak. Okay. Put the hose at the base of it and let the hose gradually run. You say it's 10 years old, so it's a big tree.
Yeah, about 35 feet.
Okay. In that case, I'd get one of these sprinkler hoses, you know, that shoots the water out about that high. And shoot the water out about that high and then flip the sprinkler hose and do it right at the outside of the tree. Okay? I mean where the drip line.
Oh, the drip line. Okay.
We'll call the drip line on the outside, not near the trunk.
All right.
If it was recently established, it would be near the trunk. I was telling Calvin, what is that?
This is from a seedling from that tree.
Okay.
That we planted on the other side of the house.
Uh-huh.
And it's going gangbusters.
Well, yeah. It could be a deeper, deeper soil or whatever.
Is it starting the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, I agree with Jerry. I think it just needs dry. Some more water.
But I was telling Calvin earlier on that all the red oaks in this town are suffering.
Hey.
I don't know why the red oaks seem to be more affected by this drought than anything else, but they're suffering more, and a lot of the red oaks. Let me rephrase this before Calvin. Here's a lot of the red oaks that are.
And they'll give them their money back.
Are less than 5 years. Red oaks planted less than 5 years. Almost all of them have brown leaves.
Oh. Okay.
And but this one is older, which is surprising me. But you if you were to see that damage on a house plant and the damage he's having, he's got a typical red oak leaf with the deep cuts in it, and the very tips of the branch of the foliage is dying. And it's tip dieback, and what that is, that indicates that either, if it was a house plant, we'd tell you, you either been overwatering it or underwatering it.
And when that's, we just had the record hot month, and no rain for 14 months, our guesses are much easier to make.
So, no, I don't think it's going to die.
I don't either.
You didn't pay that arborist for telling you that, did you? Okay.